What are you drinking?
Water.
I have a Great Lakes Elliott Ness.
Well, damn. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for March 5th, 2015. This is Mike Minotti and joined by my brother Edge Guy.
Hello.
So we got some news, a couple things happening out of GDC. I was about to say a lot of things. I was like, a lot is a bit much. I'll say a couple things. happening out of GDC that we should talk about. Then we'll talk about what we've been playing. I already looked at releases. Not much really coming out this week. That Scream Ride thing came out. That's kind of it. So not much to talk about there. So let's see what we get out of these two things, huh?
Yeah, right.
Let's see how this goes.
Okay. So we're gonna talk about first. We'll talk about Metal Gear.
Sure, I like Metal Gear.
All right, it's coming out September.
Seems about right, huh?
Weren't they originally saying sooner, or am I making that up?
You are completely making that up.
Okay,
there was
that's
no
fair.
Date. Yep, September 1st. That seems sounds about right. The funny thing is that IGN was like teasing, like, we have a big Metal Gear announcement on Thursday or Wednesday or whatever it was. And then NeoGAF just like found the video like in their site somewhere. So like everyone knew what the video was and it was the launch date. And so every other site reported on it, except IGN, which stuck to their embargo.
Yeah, good for them, I guess. That's integrity,
well,
right?
Awful, yeah, I guess. Man, that. But somebody got fired over that or yelled at.
That doesn't seem that always happens. Like some company has like a big announcement and they put the files on their server. Like,
yeah, you
just don't put them
that.
There yet.
I don't.
Doesn't
know.
Take that long to upload a video.
I don't know. So yeah, with that, Kojima talked about the game a little bit in the video. One of the weird things he said, we were talking about this a bit. He's saying like, oh, Solid Snake's or Snake, whatever Snake it is more of a silent protagonist in this game. Which is weird.
He won't be talking much.
Which is weird, because, I mean, one thing, you have the highly publicized Kiefer Sutherland thing. Secondly, Solid Snake has always been a highly characterized character.
Yeah.
He talks a
I
lot.
Mean, this is kind of like the inverse. Like, people are like, oh, like, what if, like, Link started talking in Zelda? Everyone's like, no. Or, like, you know, if Gordon Freeman started talking. And this is the opposite. Like, Snake talks. And, I think if he just doesn't talk, it's going to be really weird.
Well, the other problem is that it's already kind of bullshit, because we already played Ground Zeroes, and he's talking plenty in there, and we've seen trailers, and he's talking plenty. So, I don't know. Sometimes, like, this happens a lot with Japanese developers, where they say things that don't make any sense, and I'm just like, there just has to be something lost in translation. Because then later on, they're like, he's talking about, this is the last Metal Gear Solid he's going to make again. And, like, one of the quotes was like, this isn't the last Metal Gear, but it'll be the last Metal Gear. I'm like, something's just missing here.
Right.
Nothing makes sense. So I don't know. I think Snake's going to talk just as much as ever. But I always hate when people throw that whole, like, oh, but you're a Solid Snake argument or whatever. No, I'm not.
Solid Snake is Solid Snake or dude, whatever Snake he is.
If I was in Snake's position, I would be dead in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I probably would. I would have, you know what I would have done? I would have, like, tripped coming out of the water. Okay, those two guards would have seen me and shot me up.
Oh no!
Hell, I wouldn't have been able to swim that far. I would have had a panic attack and the torpedo thing. I wouldn't have made it past the credits. Okay? The hell was stopping Metal Gear? Are you kidding me? And then beating Liquid Snake 3 times, including a fist fight. No! No, I'm not so. I don't want to be Solid Snake. How is that?
Like, you want to be Solid Snake. You don't want to be you.
Yeah, I always hate that. Like, it's like I'm not more or less immersed in games where the character doesn't talk.
Right.
Like that already makes sense. It's like if I asked you who's the main character of Chrono Trigger, you're not like me. Oh wait, it was Chrono. It was Chrono. I don't care. He didn't talk.
Right.
Everyone knows.
It's just about consistency. Because like I said, like. I know you don't buy into the whole, like, you're Gordon Freeman, but...
No, I don't.
If Half-Life 3 came out and Gordon Freeman's chatting up a storm, you would not like
it. No, I wouldn't like... I agree, for consistency's sake. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But if somebody said, like, now I don't feel like I'm Gordon Freeman anymore, you were never Gordon Freeman. Get over yourself. Like, the only time that kind of works is, like, in something like an MMO, where, like, my character is me, because it's literally me. You know? Right. Not literally, but you know what I mean. It's just, that's, like...
It's your avatar.
It's an app. Yeah, yeah. Where things where it's an avatar, where there's some sort of, like, a make-a-character kind of thing. But even mm-hmm. still, you have stuff like Dragon Age, where you have a character you make, and you kind of associate with it, but he still talks all the time. And yeah, you're choosing between three dialogue options at times, but still. All right, what else?
So Valve announced all kinds of crazy things. Mm-hmm. Not Half-Life
3. Yeah, except for games.
Yeah, I don't think they make those anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what I think is happening in a second, but go ahead.
Okay, so the big thing was that they've partnered with HTC, who apparently is one of many partners that they'll announce in the future, to create virtual reality headsets called the Vive.
So, there are a few things about this. One, it's kind of weird, because it seems like everybody's coming out with a virtual reality headset, and it's so hard to get, like, excited about another one, right? Because we've been hearing about
Oculus
forever.
They don't even exist yet, though. That's the funny thing.
We've been hearing about Oculus forever, and God knows what that's going to come out. At least Project Morpheus has a launch date. It's sometime next year.
Well, and so is this. This is holiday this year.
Right. Now, in the defense of this, everybody who's seen this thing is reporting on it says it's amazing.
Yeah.
The
only thing that makes me leery is it seems like it's really dependent on not just the headset, but, like, there's this base station and these special controllers, and you start to wonder, well, how much is this going to cost?
Sure, sure, sure. Probably quite a bit. But, I mean, you know. Yeah. Yeah, again, it's always kind of like the Steam Machine. Like, how is this feasibly a consumer product and not just a
super enthusiast? Funny you should mention the Steam Machines. Did you see the listing of them on
Steam? I didn't see it. Steam? I saw that it was listed.
What a fucking mess.
What's wrong?
They're just computers that are all over the place. Like, some are $400, some are, one's $5,000.
The thing that just makes it a Steam Machine is that it comes with SteamOS pre-installed on it.
And it has the Steam controller included with it.
Okay. Because, I mean, you could just get any of these kind of, like, mini computers that they're making now, install SteamOS, and buy a Steam controller, and it will be pretty much a Steam Machine, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I just think, like, I think the whole Steam Machine thing, when it made more sense, if it was just, like, here's the Steam Machine. It's the 3DO again, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think, I know why they're doing it, and that's, like, it's, like, their whole argument for doing it. So it's weird, because, like, you can't have the Steam Machine concept, at least the way they want it, without having all these different versions of it. But at the same time, it kind of makes it a mess.
Because, like, I know when you look at, like, say, even a $600 Steam Machine, it will maybe play a game like Far Cry 4 at high settings at 1080p. But that's, like, you're struggling to hit a current game. What happens to that machine a year from now? Like, if I'm going to actually plunk down more than the cost of a console on a piece of hardware, I want that to be top of the line and for a while, you know?
I guess the big problem is PCs have their niche, consoles have their niche. I just don't know what space this is
the
filling.
Crossover.
I don't see the crossover.
Well, what I like is the thing they announced. It's like the little $50, oh, it has a name, Steam something.
Steam Link.
Mm. That is just a $50 extender, basically, for your computer.
That almost seems more appealing.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that almost seems more appealing in a mm-hmm. weird way. So
yeah, what one of these Steam machines actually I was looking at it and I was like, it was one that was like $500 or $600, and it had like an i7 in it. I was like, wow, that's pretty cheap for a machine with an i7. Like, what's the catch? It doesn't come with a hard drive or RAM.
Oh, RAM? It doesn't come with RAM.
Yeah, you're supposed to like it's a starter PC or a starter kit or something.
Oh my god. Okay.
I just think it's confusing.
Well, and you know, and there's some people are gonna say, you know, obviously there's techie people who won't be that confusing for it, but again, is that going to be enough people that are going to understand this product?
Yeah, well, I think, like, if you're going to drop more than $1,000 on a Steam Machine, you're either building your own, or you're getting it from somewhere else where for that same amount of money, you can get a more powerful,
like,
machine.
At least there's something sexy about the Vive, right? The Steam Machine is not a very sexy endeavor.
No.
Nor is it practical, somehow.
I think that's what it is.
Sexy.
It doesn't really serve a very apparent need to me, you know?
Yeah.
It really doesn't.
So, they also announced Source 2, but they announced
that's
with a press
it.
Release, which is weird, because normally, when you announce, like Unity kind of had a big thing at GDC for Unity 5, and it was like an hour long, and here's a billion tech demos, and here's what the Unity 5's like. Steam 2, I mean, yeah, Source 2. They're just like, here's, we made Source 2. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And it's really strange. They're doing the whole, what Epic announced with Unreal, where it's free.
Yeah. Well, Epic is, it's, you still have to pay royalties when you use Unreal. I mean, everything seems like it has a sort of free option. Like, Unity has different tiers. One of them's free. So, yeah. But, yeah, it's just weird that, I mean, I always assumed that when, like, there'd be a big Source 2 reveal that it would be with one of these games. I kind of feel
something,
like, I feel like one, they're making some sort of game, probably a Half-Life 3, and it's going to be some sort of showpiece for Source 2 and Vive. I think that's kind of has to be it, and that's why we haven't seen anything of it, and maybe not will not for a little bit.
What do you think of the final design of the Steam controller?
I mean, that's not that different from the last time we saw it, right? I don't think so. Looks like, from what I remember the last time we saw it, it had the two trackpads.
Yeah, I've lost track of where it was.
I think
it's
pretty much the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I
wonder how that works.
I still don't get the trackpads, but whatever. We'll see. I haven't tried it yet.
I get the trackpads. Like, if you want to play Civ 5 on your TV, they make sense. But if I'm going to play a shooter, like, I'd rather just use an Xbox controller. Right. If I'm going to use a controller, you know. Speaking of, you see that they did confirm that a wireless adapter for the Xbox One controllers is coming to PC this year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. For PC, if I have to use a controller, I still have that 360 controller. It's fine.
Yeah, I just one. It'll be nice to use one controller, especially when you're streaming Xbox One games to a PC. Then it'll make a lot of sense.
I guess so. Sure.
Yes.
All right. What else?
So, speaking of special controllers, Rock Band 4.
Oh God.
I know you hate Rock Band.
At least it took a decent enough hiatus.
Yeah, right? That's why I thought you'd be, like, okay with this, because it's been a while.
It has. I just don't want it to be a whole thing again.
So what's
the story here?
So here's the deal. So Rock Band 4, coming only to PS4 and Xbox One. They're trying to get a little more back to basics. So first of all, there's no pro mode. There's no keyboard. Mm-hmm. It is just guitars, singing, and drums. Drums will still have pro mode.
The keyboard and the promo, I mean, the other promo never really worked, did it?
No, it didn't catch on. I like the keyboard.
Yeah, not necessarily the pro mode keyboard.
Yeah, that was the issue there, is that, like, it didn't work with every song.
Mm-hmm.
But they're focusing on what they consider really the three pillars of the game. There's the people who chase high scores. There's the people who just play it in party mode, and they're just there for fun. And then there's people who like to kind of go through the campaign progression of, like, building your band and going from, like, playing in a garage to playing in a big, like, concert hall or something. Mm-hmm. So they're doing everything they can to let your old DLC carry over. They say that they anticipate at least 95% of all DLC will be good to go. It's all licensing that it comes down to.
Yeah.
The catch is it has to be like 360 to Xbox One and PS3 to PS4.
Okay. Yeah,
which to me is completely reasonable, but apparently there are a lot of people upset about this. Well, but I don't know what they expect.
I think there's a lot of people went from 360 to PlayStation 4. So, I mean, I think they're mad, upset at it for a greedy reason. I don't know if they're thinking about it logically.
Yeah, exactly.
But sure.
Cause I mean, I wouldn't expect, I'm trying to think of
like, you wouldn't be able to carry your Dragon Age, like, one save file from for 360 to
or anything, or even like a past purchase or something. Like if I bought the Strider, because that's the only game I can think of that's cross gen. Like if I bought that on my 360, I don't expect to get a PS4 copy.
Yeah.
Like that's the way it goes, man. Mm-hmm. But they also said that they're doing everything they can to get all the old instruments working.
I mean, how's that work exactly?
Well, they said it's easier on PlayStation because remember. You may not know this. The PlayStation 3 version of Rock Band, the instruments actually required a dongle that went to a USB port. So there's really no reason you couldn't just plug that dongle into the USB port of the PS4. The 360 is trickier because that was like proprietary wireless that's different from the wireless in the Xbox One. So I don't know. Maybe they released some kind of dongle or something. But, you know, and there are still the wired instruments. I don't see why those wouldn't be able to be made to work. But they're also going to make new instruments. They're going to sell the game in a guitar-only bundle and a band bundle, just kind of like before.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're at PAX East this weekend, you can get a limited edition guitar with artwork by Gabe of Penny Arcade on it if you pre-order it at the show. I'm excited. I think the time is right for Rock Band to return to its glory. The thing I like is they said, like, after Rock Band 4, there's not going to be a Rock Band 5. It's just going to be building on Rock Band 4 as a platform, which I think is what people really wanted last time around.
Yeah. Fine, whatever. We're not reporting on each week of DLC songs, I can tell you that.
You know you loved it. No,
yeah,
you didn't.
Right. No, I really know I didn't.
No, you really didn't. So yeah, and then what else are we saying we're gonna talk about? There's something else. Oh yeah, Maxis was shut down.
Maxis
during GDC.
Maxis Emeryville was shut down. There's still other smaller Maxis divisions out there.
These are like the guys who made the Sim City.
But these other smaller cities are gonna kind of keep like supporting The Sims 4, basically.
Sims 4 was done by, it's called like The Sims Studio or something like that. Like, Maxis didn't make Sims 4.
What?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
It's true.
I'm looking this up. I wrote the story about Maxis being closed.
You're not a very good journalist.
It's developed by Maxis and the Sim Studio. Sim Studio is probably... It's a part of Maxis. The Sim Studio is a subsidiary of Maxis. So shut up. God. Yeah, so... Oh, I'm not a good generous. You're just dumb. So they're gone too, okay? They were in Maxis.
Okay.
All right. But, this isn't surprising for a couple reasons. It kind of sucks. People are going to be like, oh, EA's awful. But the new Sim City was kind of a disaster.
Yeah,
Didn't sell as well as it should have. Sims 4 hasn't also been selling as well as the other Sims, and it has had its own problems. And mm-hmm. This is kind of what happens. I mean, yeah, it's not good. It sucks. I know I sound incredibly full of remorse right now, but I mean...
Where do you fall on this coin? Like, do you blame the failures of the SimCity game that recently came out on EA? Doing too much to mandate it being always online, or is it just poorly designed from the get-go and they fucked it up?
No, the developers have constantly come out time and time again to say that always online was their decision. They defended mm-hmm. EA from that, so they owned up to it, so I don't see any reason why I need to unnecessarily vilify EA just because it's the thing to do.
Good for you.
They owned up to it. They said it was their decision.
That was my thought, too, and I was EA meddled. I'm like, right. No, they didn't.
And frankly, I've heard things that, sometimes that they haven't all been the best about making their servers, and sometimes they didn't use tools that were available to them from EA to stabilize things. So, whatever.
Whoops.
Whatever.
And the final thing I guess I want to mention, too, because I just think it's funny. Today marks the 10th update to the Master Chief Collection.
Oh, God. We'll have to finish that Halo 2 campaign sometime, I guess.
If it works now.
It should. It's been a while since we played.
At this point, I just want to tell, what's the point of making these updates? Like, until the patch notes say, the game works now. Like, you click the patch notes, it's like, improvements to the matchmaking. Like, fuck you. Does it work? Does it work every time? That's what I want to know. When that happens, you can put out an update.
So weird, that whole thing.
I know. I really don't get it. I really don't. Hey, Penny.
Yeah, hi, Penny.
Penny's mad, too.
Yeah, Penny's furious that she can't play Halo 2 online. All right. Is that it for news?
Yeah. Have you played anything online or offline?
Well, I mean, both. But really, just more Warcraft raiding and getting further into Majora's Mask. I had kind of an interesting thing where, I was, down to, the last hour where I was finishing a dungeon and turning in all the stray fairies, and I was about to have a heart attack because I would have to, redo everything. Mm-hmm. I would rather shoot myself in the face. But, no, I'm getting good. I think I have about one dungeon left on that one, then I can finally get that one off the bucket list.
Very cool.
Yep. What about you?
I fired up some Pokemon Alpha Sapphire,
Did you start that yet?
Yeah, and I got into, because I don't know if you caught this, I think I texted you about it, but
Pokemon.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I got that, because why not?
I've never been into, legendary Pokemon in general, because
I made a decision, because in the past, especially, when we played these more, like with each other and alongside each other, and we were fighting, we were always like, oh, using legendaries is dumb. But I think I might just start using legendaries, just because I can and I don't care anymore.
To me, the whole fun of the game is, trying to make do with, the Pokemon you can find and making an ideal party. It's something about, the legendary Pokemon, especially, the one that's a gift from a Nintendo, just kind of ruins that for me. It's one thing you get in the store, you have to, go through some dungeon to find it, but you'll be just log in today, and you get this legendary Pokemon.
Well, no, you don't just get it. You do have, it gives you a ticket. I think it takes you to a dungeon where you have to go catch it.
That's better than I thought, I guess. But still. Sure, it's Pokemon, huh?
Yeah, it definitely is.
Mm-hmm. What else you play?
I played Destiny last night.
Oh, God. You already talked about this. I wanted to hear you talk about Destiny again.
I just wanted to try matchmaking in the weekly Nightfall. And, you know, honestly, for me, it's great because the reason I haven't been able to really enjoy that game in the last few months is I haven't had anyone to play with.
Right.
So that was always dumb.
Certainly not me. At this point, I don't see myself touching Destiny again until the sequel comes out.
Yeah. But, did I play anything else? I play Warcraft. I hooked up ambient hue lights to my computer so that the lighting in my room matches Warcraft. Were you being sarcastic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought
that's
so.
Not cool
just
at all.
Just checking. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, loser.
It's not bad.
What the hell's coming out?
Well, the next big things for me are going to be Codename Steam and the Borderlands Handsome Jack Collection and then Xenoblade Chronicles.
Yeah, Codename Steam. That'll all be good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for Codename Steam. I hope the story's cool.
Did you... You got a code for that Scream Ride game you said, didn't you?
Yeah, I haven't really tried it yet. I kind of want
to... I looked into it a little bit the other day. There's the kind of three components to it, as far as I can tell. Because there's just building coasters. And then there's, like, a mode where, like, you're riding the coasters, but you have to, like, kind of steer them and, like, control your speed. Like, you lean. You're leaning. So, like, you have to, like, lean into turns and stuff. And then there's a mode, too, where it's just, like, you're blowing up buildings and stuff by launching pods and there's crazy explosions. They actually look really good. Like, the destructibility and everything. What is Penny barking at?
Nothing. What else would she be barking at? It's not like something's there.
That's it.
You see that Metal Gear Solid 5 PlayStation 4? It kind of looks pretty.
It's red.
It's too bad they only release these things after I inevitably already have all these systems.
And only in Japan. But
you see, Shadow of Mordor won Game of the Year at GDC.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a weird year, wasn't it? Like there wasn't like. I feel like the games winning Game of the Year were on the low end of 90s Metacritic-wise. Like, there wasn't, like, a big breakout game.
Right.
I mean, if I look up Shadow of Mordor right now, its Metacritic score on PlayStation 4 is an 84.
Wow.
Or an 87 on Xbox One. You know, that's, like, that a lot of people say that's the Game of the Year. Of course, it kind of makes sense, because it was a lot of it was kind of a divisive thing, I think, where there were a lot of, like, there were a lot of 100s in, then there were a lot of 80s, and, like, Destructoid gave it a 60. It's just weird that, like, some site would give something that got Game of the Year to a place like that. Like, even Dragon Age, which won it from most places, including my site, that's a 89 on the PlayStation 4 version, 85 weird. For Xbox One. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, that is weird.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a huge breakout game last year, unless you really like Smash Brothers for me. But even then, it was like another Smash Brothers.
Right.
It wasn't anything that changed the industry. I don't know, what do you... I'm trying to think what can be that this year. Maybe if No Man's Sky actually lives up to the hype, but who knows?
Yeah, could be Metal Gear.
Could be. Maybe it's Hogan.
Maybe.
I hope it's Metal Gear.
Hey, if you want to go on GOG.com, like literally right now, you can get Sam and Max Hit the Road for $3.
And get what for three? For what? I missed
three bucks for Sam and Max.
Oh, the original?
Yeah.
Good, I don't want any of that Telltale bullshit.
Alright, we have nothing else to say.
Yeah, I know we're trying to pull this up here. Alright, well, this was the Explain Bro Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook and go to iTunes Music Store. You can leave us a review there. We always appreciate that. Alright, we'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye-bye.